Early this week, about 20 tenants living in a two-family house in Valley Cottage, New York, found themselves temporarily homeless after fire tore through the building, which, it turns out, had seen some illegal alterations. Clarkstown Building Inspector Peter Beery.
This is a house that was built prior to the adoption of zoning. Its legal use was a two-family dwelling. Over the years, it had been converted perhaps to a three. More recently, one apartment was added in the basement.
In many municipalities, creating an additional housing unit in an existing building without first obtaining the approval of the local Department of Buildings is against the law. Owners could face civil and criminal penalties. Rockland County Fire Coordinator Gordon Wren Jr. is heading up a task force charged with identifying and eliminating illegal housing.
We have 11 initiatives that we're taking on. One of them is going to be monitoring. We're going to send firefighters to the court hearings on these type cases, and we're going to sit in the courtroom, so the judge and everyone else knows that we're there, and we're going to start monitoring and see why these cases aren't being adjudicated properly and why the word is out with some of these absentee landlords that it's okay to do this, we're going to get away with it, and you're going to make a lot of money. So we're going to try and turn that around.
Wren concedes illegal apartments have sprung up everywhere, and tenants may not even know until it's too late. He was a bit surprised about the Valley Cottage case.
The housing stock in that community of Valley Cottage is generally overall very good. You know, we have different communities in our county. Some have very, like mansions, executive-type areas. Then you have other areas that are, middle-income and other areas that are just not well-maintained, run down, a lot of violations. In certain communities, you expect to see this kind of thing, and others, it's not a surprise, but it's less common.
In some cities, community-based nonprofit organizations work to improve housing conditions, both in terms of physical conditions and in terms of tenants' rights for security and equity. Valerie Nielsen is a case manager and counselor at United Tenants of Albany. She suggests potential tenants do their homework before making a move to a building that may be in violation of code.
While it's not certainly not the tenant's responsibility, ultimately, and it will be the landlord who has to take responsibility for it, the tenant will end up paying for it, and either they'll have to leave the building or they won't be held financially responsible, but certainly their lives could be certainly inconvenienced because of the fact that the landlord is renting out an apartment building that's not legal or an apartment that's not legal, it's not properly coded. So we always suggest that before tenants move into some place, they call that town's code enforcement and ask if the apartment has a certificate of occupancy or an ROP, residential occupancy permit.
Peter Beery says although buildings are inspected annually, investigators can't always easily determine whether illegal modifications have been made. The house that burned down had passed previous inspections.
In 2000, 12 years ago, there was a complaint that it was a two-family dwelling. And, of course, when we looked it up, it can be a two-family dwelling. It's got a legal right to be a two-dwelling unit building. Since then, all the complaints we had were mostly for property maintenance, some bulk pickup violations, things like that.
The Red Cross helped the families in Valley Cottage find new homes. The house on Lake Road suffered extensive damage. No word as to if it will be repaired. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.